On to our next question, which is for you, Jess, and it's from Deirdre.
How do lasers work?
Ooh, this is a great question, Deirdre. So everyone loves lasers, right? Along with slime, they're the second best thing in physics. So lasers work because we have atoms, and inside an atom are some protons and neutrons, which is what Fran studies. We're more interested in the electrons in material science. And what we need to do is, in a laser, is we need to excite one of these little electrons up to a kind of excited state, we call it, but it's really unstable in this excited state. It's like you give a child loads of slime to play with and they suddenly go ferociously energetic. And then really quickly it needs to stabilize, so emit some light to get back down to its ground state. And you can do a really clever thing where you trap loads of atoms together so that when that one little electron jumps down and emits its light, it excites another electron that's nearby it and makes that emit its light also. And you have this kind of cascade effect where it keeps happening. And you can do that by trapping these atoms between mirrors or something clever. And what's really exciting about laser light and why physicists like it so much is that little jump that the electron makes, that energy that it gives out, is really specific to the atoms that you're exciting. So laser light is only one color, it's only one energy. And that lets us do all kinds of clever physics, because then we can use that laser light to excite different atoms which absorb that particular energy. And it's also super focused. You know, you get these laser beams. You have a light bulb that gives out this really diffuse light, but laser beams come at you super focused, and we can keep them focused for a very, very long time.
And of course, by using different flavors of atoms, you can get different colors of light that have different applications, because if you want to do, say, medical imaging, or you want to burn bits of tissue, you want a laser that will interact very well with tissue but not other things.
Exactly. And it's very similar to fluorescence. So fluorescence is this thing where we excite an atom and very quickly they emit light, and it happens over a very short time scale, and when it happens, it's gone. And you can tune that fluorescence, you can tune that color to whatever atoms that you're exciting.
Eleanor.
So talking of applications, something I've always wondered about lasers, taking this to a really highbrow level, I love Star Wars. And, you know, one of the weapons that they use is these kind of laser shooters. Is that ever going to be possible, having kind of weapons that are lasers?
You have nefarious intent or something.
Oh, of course not. I don't know why you suggest that.
When working with the ants becomes too much.
Well, you know.
It's gone from burning them with a magnifying glass to
I would never
a laser
do that.
Blaster. Jess, laser blasters.
I mean, if you wanted a laser blaster, you can make a laser blaster, right? You'd get a very powerful laser. You could fire it at something. You can pop balloons with certain lasers.
No
you could
way.
Certainly blind yourself with a laser. I mean, the majority of time spent at the beginning of your PhD in materials is trying to complete laser safety courses so you don't blind any of your friends with a laser. So I don't think you're far off the Star Wars thing if you want one.
Jess, thank you very much.